Welcome to my kitchen at about 1:30 in the morning, and I'm relaxing after quite an exciting meeting which I spoke. And what you're about to hear is what happened at the meeting, of the introduction of the purpose of the speech and what I had to say on the topic. Here it is. See what you think. This is a speech in the Training for Toastmasters, 1943 vintage, using the 1956 edition. In other words, it's one of the new, very new, vintage pads. It was originally written, well, it is originally written, by Ralph C. Smedley. The first speech in the series, in level one, is the icebreaker speech, and this is the second speech in the educational journey that Ralph C. Smedley designed for Toastmasters. It's a speech in which the speaker is encouraged to pick a topic about which they have a very strong conviction, to give a speech, a talk in a very engaging way, designed to get the audience to do something. This is a speech in which I will be talking about something I feel very strongly. I will be aiming to get the audience to do something as a result of listening to the speech. My evaluator will need to pay attention to the extent to which I manage to what Ralph C. Smedley called make the sale. The title of the speech is Growing Up. I'll be ready now when I stand up. We live in a time where you're weird if you're not worried. In other words, we live in a time of war. And what a world we live in. Now, from the beginning of humankind, war has been one of the best ways of groups of humans resolving ambitions and desires. Think of a century when there were no wars. You can't. Wars are part of humanity. Now, I grew up in a world after the Second World War, which was a gigantic war, after the Korean War, which was another very large war, Suez, another kind of a war. And essentially, I grew up, though, in a world which was substantially peaceful. We had the Vietnam War. Of course, that was huge. But by and large, there has been a kind of a world order for a fairly long time in which many people have got used to living without the threat of war on your doorstep. Today, things have changed so, so much. 2014, Russia invades Ukraine. Does it again later. Shortly after that, the tensions in the Middle East explode to the point where Hamas goes to war against Israel and Israel goes to war on the Palestinian people. Remember Venezuela. The United States invades a country, kills lots of people, Well, it's kidnapping the president of that country. And then just focus on what is happening in the Gulf of Hormuz. What happened when the United States attacked Iran? In other words, we have war everywhere, but maybe not in your backyard. It's very easy, isn't it, to think of war as something that's going on over there. The UK has not been at war for a very long time, except for sending groups of soldiers here and there. But it certainly hasn't been on a war footing, unless you count the sending of warships down to the South Atlantic to invade an island. India is in perpetual edge of war with China. India is also on the edge of war with Pakistan. There's a lot of edges of war. You can be in Massachusetts and be completely oblivious to wars that are going on in your name. You can be in Oregon and be oblivious to it. It today, or should I say yesterday, was the day in which the people of the United States celebrated people who have given their lives for their country in wartime. What are we to do about war? How about just sitting back and seeing what the result is and hoping that you won't be affected very much by it? Is that going to change anything? And here's the rub. What do we do in Toastmasters? We learn to be more effective communicators, to be more effective leaders. But what are we communicating about at our meetings? Are we communicating about this war and that war? Are we communicating about hunger and starvation? Are we communicating about people who have no house? In other words, are we communicating about the things that worry people, the things that affect people's mental health and emotional health? I don't think that Toastmasters in clubs around the world, and I've been to a lot of them, address the really big, important issues in society. I speak against war. I speak against all wars. I speak for the sake of the innocent people who get killed and made homeless and made legless and armless as a result of war. Let us speak out about the big issues. Now, every one of you has a cause that you stand up for. Hands up, all of you who are already against war. Hands up if you're against war. Hands up if you're in favor of war. Right, you're already on the same side as myself. Let us use our voice. Let us write to the government. Let us march. Let us stand for the future of humanity without wars. Toastmaster.
I think it's time to go back to the studio.